The rate of neonatal hospital stays related to substance abuse has increased 250% in Pennsylvania over the last 15 years. 5% of babies born at McGee Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh experience symptoms from being exposed to opioids. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story of a group of volunteers who comfort babies going through withdrawal.
At the hospital, they are known as the Cuddlers.
Sometimes I walk in to the NICU and I can hear crying, so I know somebody's going to need my attention right away.
Beverly Thornton is a volunteer baby cuddler. She swaddles, rocks, and feeds babies who have neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, meaning they were exposed to opioids like heroin or oxycodone in utero. Babies going through withdrawal struggle to digest formula or breast milk, which leads to loose stool and extreme irritability. McGee's Vice President of Operations, Mary Beth McLaughlin, says those symptoms can be eased with human contact.
Swaddle them, hold them close, have that rocking effect.
The program started in 2005 when administrators at the hospital saw a need for more hands to help with the babies because of the drastic increase in NAS cases. Sometimes the babies have tremors, just like adults experiencing withdrawal. Sometimes they need medication to taper them off of the drugs they were born addicted to.
We see that we're able to use less medications by offering some of those other things to keep them comfortable and help manage the symptoms.
McLaughlin says it would be easy to blame the mothers, but the hospital is trying to break the stigma because, she says, addiction is a disease and the mothers need help just as much as the babies do.
They're like every other mother. They're very motivated. They're some of the most motivated people that I've seen because they really want to get better. And this is a great time in their lives to really sort of capitalize on that fact and help them to change their life, to turn things around, because they have a reason, and it's that baby.
Parents are trained in the same way as volunteers are, to talk in soothing tones and recognize that sometimes the babies just need to be swaddled tightly. Thornton sometimes sings to the babies, and she often talks to them.
Just relax. You're going home today.
Once you've been doing this for a while, you can kind of sense that, maybe this baby just wants a pacifier. She's sleeping, sort of, but she's waking up a little bit, and she really just needs a pacifier. She's not ready, really, to be cuddled.
The cuddlers don't often interact with parents. The hospital is a referral center, so sometimes the parents are from hours away and have to go home before the baby does. Thornton says she doesn't necessarily remember the babies by name. Sometimes she'll hold three or four a shift. But in that moment, she's focused.
No matter how much the baby seems to be struggling or what a tough time they're having, I can always look at the monitor and see that I've had an impact. You can see the monitor go down and their heart rate kind of slows down.
While the cases of NAS continue to increase, so is the number of people willing to help at McGee. So far, the wait list to be a cuddler is 200 names long. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.